Hello, and welcome to the 2G2G podcast. My name is Cullen.
I'm Devin.
I'm Bonnie.
And I'm Brooke.
And we are 2G2G.
Hello, everybody. Our objective today is to talk to you about artificial intelligence. So I'm going to open up by providing y'all with a definition for AI. So AI is defined as the intelligence exhibited by machines or software. It is also the name of the academic field of study, which studies how to create computers and computer software that are capable of intelligent behavior. Major AI researchers and textbooks define this field as the study and design of intelligent agents, in which an intelligent agent is a system that perceives its environment and takes actions that maximize its chances of success.
So this idea has been traced back to ancient Greece and Chinese and Egyptian engineers who had ideas about this, and modern artificial intelligence can be traced back to classical philosophers when they attempted to describe human thinking as a symbolic system. But the field of AI wasn't formally founded until 1956 at a conference at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire, where the term artificial intelligence was coined.
This is related to an article we read called Barbie Wants to Get to Know Your Child, which ties this idea of artificial intelligence into toys, which is something new that we have never really seen before. The creator of this artificial intelligent Barbie, Oren Jacobs, created artificial intelligent toy that will talk back to children and communicate with them.
The goal of this toy is to create artificial intelligence-powered companions that are personality-rich and conversationally capable. The company that's making this is called Toy Talk, and they're making it because the creator, Oren Jacob, was talking to his daughter, and she was wondering if her toys could talk back to her, and he thought that was pretty funny. So what he's trying to do is make a toy that could talk back to his daughter and have intelligent conversations. And they actually, this Barbie actually has over 8,000 lines that she can say back to the child.
So this field was founded on the claim that human intelligence can be so precisely described that a machine can be made to simulate it. And really the first really simulation of this was with Alan Turing. Maybe you saw the movie The Imitation Game, but that was really one of the first examples of AI, or one of the most efficient early examples. And in our next podcast episode, what we're going to try to explain are the pros and cons present with AI and the good and bad things it has to offer.